Once a week on a Tuesday, we get to check in with our various school districts throughout the York County area. This week, we're learning more about what's going on in the York School District, and we have Dr. LaToya Dixon joining us. And good morning to you, Dr. Dixon.
Good morning, Lucas.
Tyler, what did you say? We're big fans of Dr.
Fans.
Big fans.
Big fans, LaToya.
Y'all are both sweet. My mama must have called you.
I know she listens and watches
us. I told her yesterday. I was with her yesterday. I said, Mom, I'm going to be on WRHI in the morning. Okay, what time? 7:30.
She's fantastic. But my gosh, our paths, I know, have started crossing years ago.
Yeah.
When you were at one of the elementary schools in Rock Hill.
Can you believe that principalship started 17 years ago? 17.
When you put
no gray hair.
And when you put a number on it, Dr. Dixon, it ages both of us.
It's okay.
We just look more dignified and classy, right?
Wisdom.
I like it. Dr. Dixon created, was it at that school? It's called the Knights of the Round Table. Hmm. And it was just to empower the young guys at that school. Yep. To take pride in how they dress and how you greet someone with a handshake, these soft skills that are being missed.
Yeah, I would be remiss if I didn't mention it wasn't long after, maybe a year or two into it, and the young ladies came to me and said, it's not fair. Why don't we have something? So we started Gallant Girls, and
yeah.
I'm so proud of the work that school's done.
Oh, well, you imprinted on a lot of people over the years, young people and adults. And again, you're in a great position there at the York School District. The York School District is one of three public school districts in York County to be on the search for superintendent. And you were just sharing with us across the state, how many superintendent jobs are open across the state?
14. I believe there are 14 school superintendent jobs open across the state. Several that were just filled. So, yeah.
And we have three of the 14.
Correct.
And this state is not that big.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why that number is so staggering to me.
Because we have 46 counties and 81 school districts.
You got it.
Mm-hmm. And we have also learned this is a time, though, for those leaders to make a decision to give the board time to do what they need to do to have someone in place.
Right.
Typically by the start of the school year, which is July 1.
Right. Right.
So with the New York School District, what does the timeline look like? Where do we stand with the search to replace Kelly Cox?
Yeah, our board is conducting superintendent interviews this week, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, I believe. And then they will have a work session meeting, or actually I think it's a called meeting, on the 6th of May. And there is a meet and greet for the finalists, I believe, on May the 13th. I think that's correct. On May 13th. So that's the timeline.
So this is an opportunity for the community on May the 13th to meet the three finalists?
Correct.
Typically there's three finalists. Okay. And
correct.
Just give a chance to hear their vision for the York School District and where you go from there.
Yep, that's right.
And I know we when we spoke with the Rock Hill School District, they kind of have like the idea of what the consultants have taken the input from the board and other stakeholders. So the Rock Hill School District said they kind of have an idea of who they're looking for based on the qualities and characteristics that they want to have. I assume the York School District has done the same thing with what makes a great leader in your school district.
Yeah, our board contracted with the South Carolina School Boards Association to conduct the search. They conducted surveys, focus group interviews, and developed a profile of what we would look for in our next leader.
Profile, that's it. I just picture like a shadow of somebody. And it's like, we want the person to have 20% this and then 50% this. And the York School District is so interesting. And remind me again, it is the smallest number-wise school district.
Yes, the largest geographical footprint and the smallest in terms of student enrollment.
So that means you all have to really reach the corners of your school district.
Yeah, the way you think about logistics and just operating things is just different. And also, you know, the interesting part about that, Lucas, is we are smaller, but the work, the complexity of the work that has to be done is no different. And so, you know, for example, I'm the public information officer and also the assistant superintendent for academic innovation and professional learning. We wear many hats. So we have to have a greater level of awareness and collaboration to make things operate efficiently because of how widespread the geographic footprint is.
And, you know, when we have talked to these school districts, Dr. Dixon, it's so interesting because when you're interviewing superintendents, a lot of times they will be from out of state. It's very important that they have that knowledge, understanding, and really research to know about what you just said, about the ins and outs of that district and the vision and the image that you want as a superintendent. It's very important that they kind of have that knowledge going in.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's hard to do if you've not worked in a small rural school district. I was fortunate enough to have worked at the state level prior to coming to York. And so I saw school districts all over the state, large and small, urban and rural. And so that gave me a lot of insight that I would not have otherwise had, because even moving from just Rock Hill to York, it's very different.
Yeah.
We've got four very unique school districts
right
in York County. And it's so interesting that we all have the same, you know, struggles and advancements and successes, but everyone is, it's different based yep on where you live and where you come from.
Even like Clover, I said it when I first moved here. I remember asking all these people, like, how is Clover and Lake Wylie like the same, but also not? Like, it's a completely different world when you go from Clover to Lake Wylie. You know, you go from this small, quaint little town to all this commerce in Lake Wylie. And all the kids go to that one school district.
You know, our state mirrors that. In my travels across the state, I saw that. You can travel from the top of this state to the bottom of this state and feel like you're in a different state.
Yeah.
Well, one word you mentioned is collaboration, and that is something I know the York School District is working in collaboration with the Clover School District on this ag arena.
That's right.
Bring us up to speed about the thought process behind this, the timeline to where we started, to where we are now, and into the future.
Well, our students who are members of our FFA ag activities, 4-H, they don't have a place, a home court, if you will, to showcase their animals and to compete. You think of it as our athletes get ready on Friday night and they go to their football stadium or to their basketball court or to the soccer field or track. They don't have anywhere to showcase their animals. So when they participate in activities related to swine shows and the like, they have to travel to Union County, Clemson, as far as Clemson. And so the thought behind the Ag Arena was, why not give our students who participate in these agricultural activities their home court to showcase their talents and gifts? And it's been so exciting. I have to give a huge shout out to my counterpart, Assistant Superintendent for Finance and Operations, Amy Hagner, who has really led the charge on this work. And we're so excited that this is just about, we're just about there. We've raised $4.7 of the $5.5 million seed money and donations. And so it's been a collective effort between our school districts, and our legislature and the State Department of Education. So we're really excited about the future. But there's a lots of ways people can still help. And I want to talk about sponsorships at some point.
Yeah. First, before we dive into that, let's tell folks where this is going to be located. And is it only going to be offered to those within the York School District and the Clover School District? Can other students that are involved with 4-H or Future Farmers of America, will they also be able to use this facility?
This Ag Arena is for everyone in our county. It will be for all students in the York County area to compete, no matter their school district. And when we started this work, we brought in the 4-H members and the Future Farmers of America group to come in and talk with us about what they wanted in an ag arena. And it included groups from all four school districts and homeschool and charter school students. So it's for everybody. It's going to be located across from Hickory Grove Sharon Elementary School. It's called the Western York County Ag Arena. And we're so excited.
And then what's the timeline? I know you're raising money now.
Yep.
When do we see shovels in the ground and the building starting to come out from the ground?
Well, we're hoping to have a groundbreaking in early June, so stay tuned.
Okay, perfect.
That will be coming out soon.
We're speaking with Dr. Latoya Dixon. She is with the York School District. She's just updating us about the Western York County Ag Arena. They have raised how much?
4.7.
Of the
5.5.
Okay, and some of that's come from donations.
Seed money from the legislature and the Department of Education and donations.
So if you want the community to continue to buy into this, since you said everyone's get a seat at the table, what does that look like? How do folks get involved and where do they learn more information?
Absolutely. So if you will visit our school district webpage, there's a page we have for the Western York County Ag Arena. I'm going to give you that address in just 1 minute.
That's okay. Is it just on the York School District's website? Okay.
Yep. And there's, if you go home, and I think you just search for Ag Arena, and then there is an opportunity to see where we have Ag Arena sponsorships, and you can see all the different levels of sponsorships. You can have a section of seating named for your business in the Ag Arena. You can buy a brick, and that's what I really want to talk about, the brick campaign. I'm sure we've all seen it. I saw my name on a brick at Clemson University. I'm really proud of that, except it's a lot, you know, it's been a long, long time. But I'm really proud that my name's somewhere on a brick. And you can, there's lots of options there. There's text on a brick. There's just text. There's text in an image that honors your military service or your law enforcement service. So I would just encourage everybody to visit the Ag Arena webpage and take a look at how you might be a sponsor. Help our kids. It's so important that we create avenues for every student to be successful and to honor their passion. You know, the Friday and Saturday of kicking off of spring break, April 18th and 19th, I spent at the Bucking K Rodeo, where we were raising money for the Ag Arena. And we had several of our students from 4-H and FFA come out and help us. And we had what we call the chicken drop. Do you know what a chicken drop is?
Chicken drop.
Yeah.
No, I know what a cow patty drop is. It might be
very
along
similar.
Same line.
But okay. And we saw Ag Arena gear and had a bucket out for donations. But watching those students with their passion handling chickens and talking about what they want in this, I think it's just moving, because that's a way to have a legacy long after we're all gone, you know. So please take a look at the sponsorship opportunities. And if you're interested, please just give us a call at York School District 1-684-9916.
They've been talking about an Ag Arena for so many years. I know Tyler Kopp and I have reported on lawmakers getting involved, and to finally see movement literally and almost shovels into the ground is just years and years of hard work. And to your point, it gives every single student where their talent shines an avenue to display it for the rest of the state to see.
I know House Rep Randy Ligon has been big on it, been a big proponent, and basically talked about how there's jobs there. There's a workforce that is needed for a lot of what this ag department could bring.
So it's fantastic.
You know, it's a great example of what can happen when people agree to work together for a cause that's worthy and not look for, you know, which side am I on, but really get focused around how do we bridge together our mutual interest for children. So I'm so proud of that work.
Say it louder for the people in the back.
Please, yes. It's a common sense approach, but as we've learned, common sense does not grow on every tree, but it's fantastic. Her name is Dr. LaToya Dixon. She is with the York School District. Dr. Dixon, it's always great catching up with you, friend. Thank you very much.